September 30th through October 13th. Ephesians. For the perfecting of the saints. Do you see any connections between the messages in General Conference and Paul's epistle to the Ephesians? When the gospel began to spread in Ephesus, it caused no small stir, see Acts 19:23, among the Ephesians. Local craftsmen who produced shrines to a pagan goddess saw Christianity as a threat to their livelihood, and soon they were full of wrath and the whole city was filled with confusion. See Acts 19, verses 27 through 29. Imagine being a new convert to the gospel in such a setting. Many Ephesians did accept and live the gospel amid this uproar. See Acts 19:40. And Paul assured them that Christ is our peace. See Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. These words, along with his invitation to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away, see Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, seem as timely and comforting now as they were then. For the Ephesians, as for you, the strength to face adversity comes in the Lord and in the power of his might. See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Ideas for personal scripture study. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 11 and verses 17 through 19. Has God chosen or predestinated some of his children to be saved? Paul spoke of the saints being predestinated by God and chosen before the foundation of the world to be his people. As President Henry B. Eyring has noted, the fact that so many people live and die without the chance to receive the gospel causes some to, quote, conclude that God must have determined in advance which of his children he would save and made the gospel available to them, while those who never heard the gospel simply were not chosen. But God's plan is much more loving and just than that. Our Heavenly Father is anxious to gather and bless all of his family. End quote. See Gathering the Family of God in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2017. All of God's children can accept the gospel and its ordinances because of the work performed for the dead in holy temples. Although no one is predestined to be saved or not saved, modern revelation teaches that some were chosen or foreordained in the premortal world to fulfill certain responsibilities here on earth. This includes the responsibility that all Latter-day Saints have to share the gospel and help all of God's children on both sides of the veil come to Christ. See Foreordination, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. God will gather together in one all things in Christ. Have you ever wondered what the dispensation of the fullness of times is, or what it means to gather together in one all things in Christ? As you ponder these phrases, read the following scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, 2 Nephi chapter 30, verses 7 through 8, Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 11 through 16, section 112, verses 30 through 32, Section 128, verses 18 through 21. You may feel inspired to write your own explanations of these phrases. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. The church is founded on apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Reading Paul's teachings about apostles and prophets can help you prepare to hear the messages of modern apostles and prophets during General Conference. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, and chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, why do we have prophets and apostles? How have their teachings helped you not to be carried about with every wind of doctrine? See also Acts chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through chapter 6, verse 4. I can strengthen my family relationships. As you read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through chapter 6, verse 4, what thoughts come to you about how to strengthen your family relationships? It is important to note that Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 were written in the context of the social customs of his era. Prophets and apostles today teach that men are not superior to women and that spouses should be equal partners. See the family, a proclamation to the world, in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2017, inside the back cover. Even so, you can still find relevant counsel in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 33, especially if you are married or preparing for marriage. For example, how does Christ show his love for the saints? What does this imply about how husbands should treat their wives? What messages do you find for yourself in these verses? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Putting on the whole armor of God will help protect me from evil. As you read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, consider why Paul might have named each piece of armor the way he did. What will the whole armor of God protect us from? What can you do to more fully put on each piece of armor every day? See also 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 23, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Through the latter-day restoration, God is gathering all things in one, including all the principles and ordinances of the gospel. To demonstrate this idea, you could hide objects or written phrases around your home that represent things that have been restored in our day, like priesthood keys, temple ordinances, scriptures, and spiritual gifts. Family members could search for them and gather them together. Why are we thankful to live in the dispensation of the fullness of times? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 10, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. Invite family members to share experiences in which they have felt the love and mercy of God and Jesus Christ described in these verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 19. Your family might enjoy building walls out of pillows or other objects you have at home and then knocking them down. What kinds of walls separate people today? How has Jesus Christ broken down the wall of partition between us and God? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Your family could make their own armor of God using household items. The video, The Armor of God, on LDS.org can help family members visualize this armor, and they can find simple explanations in The Whole Armor of God in The Friend, June 2016. How does each piece of armor protect us spiritually? What can we do to help each other put on the whole armor of God every day? Improving personal study. Let the Spirit guide your study. Be sensitive to the Spirit as He guides you toward the things you need to learn each day, even if this leads you to study a topic that you hadn't originally planned.